when you're not working here, what kind of things do you like to do for fun?
Sometimes I play archery, and then I just go with friends. Most of the time I'm here in the office.
You
because
are.
I like to surf the internet and go look for some different IT, what other people are doing on this thing.
Yeah.
So most of the time I'm here in the office. It's very rare I go out to play archery.
Wow. What is your favorite website on the internet?
If it is a learning one, I have quite a lot of collection here. I don't have a particular this thing, but if you tell me, if it is my personal one, there's something called Friendster.com.
Yeah, I know Friendster.
I have all my friends there.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Personally, that's my favorite one.
Uh-huh.
High Five, this thing, I don't go any the website.
Uh-huh.
That's the only website I visit to meet my friends.
Uh-huh.
And if it is for the serious ones, I have got a few collection there.
Do you read some news websites?
Not really.
No.
I don't really go to the news website.
Yeah.
It's mostly the technical websites I visit.
So like Slashdot and Dig and things like
that? Yeah, all those. So I have quite a lot of there in my desktop. I've just saved the websites there.
Wow, cool.
And then I do download quite a lot of this thing, notes from the internet. You can see I made all my books there.
Yep.
These are all downloaded.
This is your bookshelf. I see you have these are all PDFs that you've printed out.
These are all downloaded. Yeah,
wow. So here's a book on Python. It looks like it's about 300 pages. Python tutorial stapled together.
Yeah.
And MySQL,
Visual Basic. Visual Basic tutorials in Java.
Wow.
And then I've got quite a lot actually.
You know, this is the sign of a dedicated learner who's going to print out PDFs. That's great. Yeah.
Because I like to print it out and then just go a little bit there.
Yeah.
And I have one Macintosh Bible here.
Wow, this looks ancient.
It's the oldest one, I think.
Wow.
It's quite the old one.
So let's check the copyright on this. Peach Pit Press. This is 1993, the third printing, but originally from 1987. So that's pretty old.
This has been it has been giving me quite a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
Since we don't have a Macintosh dealer or training here, so the only idea, the knowledge I get is from the books and from the internet.
Yeah,
for example, if my latest iBooks, if it break down, then if I don't know how to open this one because I don't have a right tools and this thing, then what I do is I just visit the internet website, and then I look for this model, and then I say how to dismantle it.
Yeah.
So sometimes some people are very kind.
Yeah.
They put you all the photographs, everything on there.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of materials there with the photographs. So I follow that one and I open and then I try to repair it.
And does that usually work out?
Yeah. So if there is two or three iBooks, same models breaking down, I'm able to make one from these three.
Wow. So you could start manufacturing new Macintoshes here. New models, yeah. Macintosh Bhutan.
Yeah.
That's cool. And we're sitting here in your office, which is about, I'd say, 15 feet by 10 feet. And one wall of your office is just covered with shelves filled with old Mac computers. I mean, this is like a museum. It's amazing. Could you talk a little bit about this collection?
Actually, these are the very first computer that we used to produce our newspaper. It's still there, the Mac, the LC, and then all those things. And then later on, when we kept on updating all this thing, I didn't feel like selling all those old ones.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I'll just keep it for maybe set up a mini museum.
Yeah.
So yearly my collection has been growing.
Yeah.
So just now I have around all those power books. All those, the Mac desktop is very, because of its bulkiness, it's very difficult to keep it here to do the space, because due to the lack of space. So I'm just concentrating on the laptop side, the power book side.
And how many Macs do you have now in your possession?
I have around eight laptops and four the desktop ones.
Wow, and they're all different models.
It's all different models.
So this must represent the biggest collection of Macs in all of Bhutan.
I think in Bhutan, yes.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find people using Macintosh in computer. And then there are a few Mac computers in Bhutan, in Thimphu. People have been trying to use the latest ones. And then I know them because all the time, if there's any problem, they just come to me.
So you know all the Mac owners in
Bhutan.
So how many do you think there are?
There might be not more than 20 laptops.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's not more than 20 laptops.
And so your collection is, you know, like half of the laptops in Bhutan.
I think so. I have this and all those.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So which is your favorite model out of all of this?
The old one, that this 520.
Uh-huh.
The Mac 520.
Could we look at that?
Yes.
So point that out to me here. Okay. Yeah, and
it
so
has
it's
been, because it says very strong.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the keyboard, see, the keyboard is still as a new one.
Yeah.
It's been quite an old one, but
yep.
The keyboards are still, and everything is very strong here.
Yep.
Comparing with the present, you know, the iBook.
Yeah, which falls apart.
See, the keyboard falls
keys.
Out.
Yeah.
And then the keyboard, this thing, it the keyboard is wipes, this gets this thing erased.
Yeah.
And then the keyboard comes out and cannot fix it.
Yeah.
But this 520 had been very strong for
wow.
us.
And what year was this made in, do you know?
I'm not sure about when it was manufactured.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but we used between 1996 we used this
yeah.
one.
Yeah, wow. And I see this one down here. This is a PowerBook 180, and it has a roller ball instead
yes.
of a trackpad. But
that's
it seems that that didn't go too well because it's the only one that. Oh no, this one up here
yes,
too.
The
PowerBook
one,
150.
One.
Yeah. And how do you like your? So you, I see you also have a new one here. A power book over here.
And the
how do you like that compared to the others?
The new ones, it's not that strong like the old ones
mm.
because it's really giving the all those keyboard problem and then the screen being cracked. No,
yeah.
It's a bit fragile for the Buddhist hand.
Yeah, people are hard typers here.
Yeah, we are very hard typers. you can hear somebody typing in the next room actually.
Yeah. Maybe they're just frustrated that their deadline
yeah.
is so soon.
Yeah, that's right.